Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I like this song.
Sing it, Hugh.
Hey, what's it? I say, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and that's,
I forgot the artist's name, though.
That's the question we're all asking ourselves. What is going on?
This is where I used to work at Foot Locker.
You worked at Foot Locker?
And you don't wear socks?
Yeah, I used to work at Foot Locker.
Wait a second.
Is that part of the reason why?
Because they're all like affiliated.
Did
but
you
it was
wear
one of,
socks then?
Oh, I wore socks in college, yeah.
All right, we'll get back to this. All right, so
it's confusing.
Let's unpack the important things first. What is going on with Jalen Hurts?
Elliot's
going to join us. I want to just put this out before we get to Elliot. Yeah, we got some
94 WIP.
No, he's here.
Breaking news.
But I want to add this to the conversation.
That's why we was playing that terrible ass music because Elliot.
He is. Hold on. Okay. No, the music's for what's going on. What's going on with Jalen Hurts?
Oh, okay.
What's going on? All right. Yeah. So we got a lot going on, unfortunately, with the Eagles.
I relate to Coach Sirianni.
So yeah, you really do. It's always something. All right. So about an hour ago, Sirianni spoke, and let's play it again. Let's play it in so we could explain the whole thing. Kyle, let's hear it. Press conference about an hour ago, Sirianni, and it seemed to slip out that Hurts is dealing with an ankle issue, not just the rest as it was designated on Wednesday in the injury report. Here was about an hour ago with an overcare.
We haven't really seen Jalen be held back for load management before. What was behind that on Wednesday?
Yeah, you know, he's dealing with it was on the injury report, dealing with the ankle, and, you know, just making sure we're precautious with everything.
What's wrong with the ankle?
He wasn't on the ankle.
I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts. It was an ankle?
What's that?
It was the rest.
That was the rest, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No problem.
I thought you were talking about something else. All right.
Is Jalen dealing with an ankle problem?
No, rest.
Yeah, that at the end hit. All right, so we had Howard on a few minutes ago. We're going to bring Elliot on. Howard downplayed the whole thing. I'm not buying it. I didn't buy it on Wednesday. Latest from Tim McManus of ESPN. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts limited by ankle injury, says coach. You go into the article here. According to a league source, Jalen Hurts was dealing with an ankle. Okay, that was that was the conversation with Sirianni here earlier. And then a separate league source described it as quote, lower leg soreness. According to Tim McManus, the source added that Hurts was held back from dropping and planting during individual periods on Wednesday. All right, let's go to the guest line here. Elliot Shoreparks joins us now. He was just at the beginning of practice. We'll see what he saw with Jalen Hurts today. Obviously, something weird's going on. Elliot, how we doing?
Never boring with this team, is it? Never boring.
Never, ever. All right, Elliot. So what's your read on this? Because I know you and I, we spoke off the air the other day, and I know on the air, too. My antenna was up from the moment the injury practice report came out. Jalen Hurts does not rest. Starting quarterback, especially 26-year-olds, don't rest. So I thought it was bizarre, and now it seems more is coming out. What's going on here, Elliot?
Yeah, so you guys played the Sirianni, kind of back and forth from today. I was just out at practice. Jalen Hurts was at practice. He kind of warmed up, maybe coincidence or not, behind like a huge speaker, so you couldn't really see him for part of it. I will say he was a full participant in practice yesterday. He'll likely be listed as a full participant today. So I know there's 1,000 different things to get into with this, and I'm sure we will. But the overarching thing to me, I would say, is Jalen Hurts is dealing with an ankle issue. Whether it is bad enough that he can't practice, whether it is not a huge deal at all, and that's why it's not on the injury report. There's probably different levels to this. But the bottom line is, Jalen didn't practice, was limited on Wednesday, in my opinion, because he has an ankle thing. If he was 100% healthy, I don't think he would have been listed as rest or limited. So. I guess that's where I'm at on it.
Yeah, it's obviously a thing, right? So now we have to unpack how big of a thing it is. I mean, the good news, Elliot, as you said and chronicled, he's progressing to practice more as the week goes on, right? It doesn't seem like anything's in peril for him to play Sunday, so that's the good news. But Elliot,
I will say too, just being at the facility this week, like Jalen's not walking with a limp. I don't see him with tape on his ankles, you know. So I I think that he's probably dealing with something, but just my read on it is I don't think this is something to worry about. I think it's just something he is dealing with.
All right, let's go to Sunday. So obviously, you know, if he practices in full today, he's clearly going to start. He's going to play on Sunday. Do you think what's going on could change the way the game goes Sunday? And what I mean by that is how they use him. He's run the ball a lot lately, tush pushes, things like that. Because, Elliot, it's not just the game Sunday. Then they have then a game again coming up Thursday, an even bigger one.
So I think that probably played a little bit of a factor into him being limited on Wednesday. If they have a bye week this, you know, after the Dallas game, is he limited? I don't know if they have a regular game. I do think the short time frame between the two games probably had some impact on how they used him, or I guess treated him on Wednesday. In terms of play calling and those type of things, no, I don't think it will. I mean, we've seen him play the last few weeks. He does not look like an injured player, right? And I know you mentioned Tim McManus there, said it's been something he's been dealing with for a few weeks. If that is the case, then you obviously can't tell when he's playing. So I don't think it'll be something that'll change the game plan or anything like that.
Elliot, I'm trying to understand why they wouldn't just list him limited with an ankle, right? Like, it's obviously, you said it, he's played, if he's playing through it or it's been a couple weeks, we're not noticing it. It doesn't seem debilitating in a significant way. The bizarre part is I can't figure out why not just list him limited ankle.
Well, I think the obvious answer is there is a clear competitive advantage to not having the other team know that Jalen's ankle, to some degree, is injured, right? I mean, if the Cowboys, and now they do know that Jalen is dealing with an ankle injury, you don't think they're going to be grabbing it at the bottom of the pile or trying to twist it? Like, that's just the reality of the NFL, that when you know a player is injured, especially a quarterback, if it's a hand injury, you're hitting that hand when you get the opportunity. So I just think there is a – it doesn't help anybody outside of the building for them to let people know Jalen has an ankle injury. So if it is bad enough where he can't practice, then yes, like they have to put it on there. But I think if it is on the fence and it's not impacting to a large degree what he's doing, then yeah, I think the competitive advantage is the Cowboys don't know about it, or at least didn't.
Elliot, you might not really know an answer to this. I'm just wondering what your guess is. Because we played the Nick thing a bunch there. Do you think Nick doesn't know how the injury report is written out? Is that not, like, does he not have a word in that? Is that more like, hey, this is what happened, this guy didn't practice, and someone else puts that? Because he seemed, from my vantage point listening, like he didn't realize the Eagles listed him a certain way, and he just was telling what he thought was the truth. Like, yeah, hey, we just precautionary because the ankle.
So I would say first that there is probably some level of responsibility to know what the injury report says. Like, even if you're not part of listing the designation, like, Nick should probably know. But my Nick Sirianni, like, meter read on it from being around him since, you know, he was here, is I don't think that he was hiding something in a slip. I think he was just giving an answer. I mean, Nick is, you know, famously very kind of short when it comes to answering questions about injuries. He always points to the injury report. So I don't think this was a slip up or anything. I in my opinion, feel he thought it said ankle on the injury report.
All right, Elliot, it should be an interesting one. Everyone's expecting an Eagles win, but we got this this now thrown in the mix. Elliot, thank you for hopping on short notice, and we'll talk Sunday during the pregame show.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
There he goes, Elliot Shore Park. So a couple things to unpack there. The good is, if Tim McManus's report is accurate over at ESPN, he's been dealing with something for a couple weeks. He's playing well, right? Like, it's obviously not a huge debilitating thing. That's good. Second part, I think Elliot might be right on that. That Nick Sirianni wasn't trying to lead us the wrong way. He didn't know that they listed him as a rest day. He thought they listed him as ankle, and he was just being honest.
Well, I don't know, because Big Red, and that's my frame of reference in this situation, because he was here, knew everything that was going on with his football team. And the people around you are supposed to make sure that you know everything that's going on with your football team.
So with that, I don't know how the communication goes. I would think before today's press conference, right? Jalen was a healthy, young starting quarterback rested on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, don't you think before Nick got to the podium today?
He's debriefed.
Debriefed. Like, they're going to ask about Jalen resting.
Every
That's
day.
A big
and
story.
I know, and see, this is why I feel, you know, I know people over there. I mean, it's no secret. And I know how thorough the people that work there are. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that he was briefed. I don't know what part did he miss. I don't know.
A big one.
But I will say this about all of that, is that this is the reason why. Because, you know, we sit here and we talk about, you know, why the coach is under siege. And I hear people, you know, I listen to the shows all day, and people are always talking about we're being too hard on Coach Sirianni. This is one of the reasons why. Because this, even if it's a simple mistake, the fact that you've had so many miscues in such a short period of time leads people to believe that you're incompetent.
It speaks to not buttoned up. Things are not buttoned up.
And that's why people have concerns. We can sit here and we can argue all day about whether or not.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We like Coach Sirianni. I like Coach Sirianni. I do. But I think it's foolish to not think that something is not right when you have this many missteps in such a short period of time. That dog does not hunt. It doesn't. It's unfortunate that it happens the way that it's happening.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on here with the Eagles that has cause for people to have concern about the competency of this football team.
This isn't Sirianni's fault.
Okay. Whose fault
is it? It's not.
How is it not his fault?
Well, I mean, he's the one that spilled the beans here.
it's his fault he spilled the beans. Not his fault Jalen Hurts is injured and the team's trying to cover it up. Thought that he was saying what the injury report was. Didn't think he was giving us new information.
If you're, and this is why I disagree, Kyle. Hell, from your own admission, you ain't doing a whole lot around the damn building. Why the hell you don't know that's going on?
Well, no, hold on. Perhaps.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm speculating.
It sounds like they're sneaking behind his back, putting rest on the injury report.
Maybe the moment that they concocted the injury report Wednesday, he was reshuffling the core values and he didn't have time to go to that meeting.
Now we're making excuses for grown-ass folks.
I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
This is why I don't believe that. And again, I am going off of my dinosaur philosophy of when I played way back in the day. Coach Reed knew everything that was going on with his football team.
What would you prefer Nick have done?
First of all, if Nick needed to know who the hell they were talking about, that's not a good look.
Clearly, he did know who they were talking about.
He did.
Well,
Nick was telling the truth today, and
he was backtracking.
The truth didn't match up with what the injury report said.
Okay, well, Nick needs in this situation. If it was me, say if I was the head coach, I'm taking notes because I tend to forget things. I'd be like, hey, okay, Jalen's not on the injury report, so if anybody asks me questions about Jalen, don't answer those. And I would even venture to say this because I remember Boyko doing this with Andy before he would go on. Before you go to press conference, you get debriefed about what you're going to talk about. And I'm pretty sure that Bob Lang did the same thing. I'm pretty sure of that.
They're not on the same page. Maybe this is Bob Lang's fault.
No, it's definitely not Bob's fault.
How is it not?
Because Bob clearly
didn't have the right information at the podium.
All right, there's part of this that we don't know. I don't know who writes the injury report and puts it out. I don't know that. I don't know the responsibility of who that is. There is something to the coach and should know what his injury report says. Well, I don't think Nick Sirianni is going to his office after practice and typing it up and sending it out. But he should know what's on there so he can answer the questions about it.
They have people that tell him that. I'm pretty sure the head trainer told him what's going on. He knows that the head trainer's in those meetings, and he knows what's going on with the players.
Yeah, last conspiracy theory about this, and then quickly back to the phones, right? Because we got a lot of calls to get to. Jalen in the past has been very annoyed when he's hurt and is asked questions about his injuries.
This hurtness.
It would not surprise me if Jalen's dealing with something minor. He came and got treatment on Tuesday or Monday, and then he didn't want to be listed on the injury report. So they all decided on the rest thing. Like, it wouldn't shock me if he's trying to downplay it. He got annoyed last year when the knee came up a lot. Well, guess what? Now the ankle's about
to
crumple.
He just did the I do what I'm told this week.
Yeah, there's something more going on here. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phone lines here. Obviously, correct to the whole Jalen Hurts situation. He's practicing, but according to Tim McManus and Nick Sirianni, I mean, he's dealing with an ankle injury. I mean, the head coach told us today whether or not
he meant to or not.
Yeah, he told us. All right, 215-592-9494. Great rivalries for Combo-Con. Could be sports or non-sports. And, of course, your take on the game for Sunday. All right, let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Big V.
Hey, Big U. What you do, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Joe, you know what? I'm almost starting to like you.
Well, it's about time, Big V.
He said almost. The tone changed drastically when he addressed both of you.
It is time. I like you too, Big V. You're a good caller.
Yeah, sure, you like me. Okay, anyway, look, first of all, I think Howell was right. I think it's much to do about nothing, and you keep trying to gain
this
a lot
This is a
of
joke,
concrete.
Quite frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second, Big V, hold on. Seconds after Howard told us it's a lot to do about nothing, Tim McManus said a league source told him it is a lower leg injury that he's been dealing with for weeks.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it still doesn't seem to be anything that's keeping him from playing.
Well, that's clear. No one said it is, but it's obviously...
Which makes this content much to do about nothing.
Big V. He's attacking the content.
Do you not... like? Hold on a second. If they listed him on Wednesday, we would have said, all right, this seems like a minor thing. Let's keep an eye on it. They listed him as rest, and then the coach accidentally told us today he's got an ankle issue. When someone covers something up, there's usually a reason.
I don't think he's covering up as much as Nick is just being the nutty Professor Nick.
Maybe. All right.
But I wouldn't read too much into it. I'd look for Sunday to see how he plays. But in terms of the game, you know, once again, you're expecting total domination.
Yes.
And I think, and he was like being cautiously optimistic, which I like because I'm a firm believer that Dallas sucks. But anyway, and we should beat them. However, total domination is just basically you wanting them to run up the score just to prove that they can do it.
Oh, I do, yeah.
But there's a possibility of us being in the total domination mode so that, you know, Joe Giglio can get the creds of people on the team listening to him, and we lose key players, and we got to play Washington.
Oh, hold on. No, we got. You're right. We should be smart about this. In the fourth quarter, if it's a blowout, we can get the starters off the field. I just mean, you know, early in the game, run it up. Beat them good.
How about the third quarter, you know, we
sure.
get the starters out.
I'm good with that.
Like, yeah, let it get some rest, you know, a little load management, a little take it easy, you know what I mean? And we win comfortably by, you know, 14 points.
I'm good with that, Big V. All right, we'll find some common ground. All right, Big V, give us a great rivalry. What do you got?
What's the rivalry?
Okay, I'm going to go Batman and a Joker.
It's a big one,
you know
Big
what?
V.
That is
big
a good
V.
One.
It's we were waiting for this one. Good job, Big V. All right, I like that. All right, let's before we go into further, you know what we got to do here, Hugh?
What we got to do?
Well, we got to check on the Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We got a couple polls out there today, including one that something Hugh told us earlier that just is ridiculous. All right, first poll today is. Have you already turned your attention to the Commanders game on Thursday? 87% said don't overlook Dallas.
Thank you.
87%.
The people that listen to me
are scared. Okay.
Any given Sunday.
This is an interesting one. Do you need to see the Eagles blow out Dallas? Yes, 50%, and just get the win, 50%. Split right down the middle on that one.
Just get the win.
I want a blowout. And then this one, do you wear socks? 97%, yes.
90s. I don't think they understood. They don't understand what I'm saying.
It's a very simple question.
The question was quite simple.
It's some folks out there right now that ain't got no socks on.
At home.
No, I'm just saying, they ain't got no socks on
people
right now.
People don't go to work without socks.
Some people that reached out to me and showed me. They sent pictures of them not
gross.
Having no socks.
That's gross.
It's not gross. Not if you wash your feet.
Someone's sending you unsolicited photos of their feet barefoot?
Well, no,
that's
they
gross.
Weren't. They weren't. They weren't of their feet. They were of their feet in shoes that they did not have
socks
on.
That's not terrible, I guess. Now, if you're doing sandals in the summer, right, then I get that. You know,
it's still shoes with no socks. Still shoes with no socks. You know, I mean, if it's shoes.
It's November.
Yeah, and I still don't wear socks.
No, that's weird.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. All right, before we go any further, can we guess the takes for week number 10 in the NFL? What everyone is talking about Monday.
It's time to guess the takes.
All right, dude, what do you got for us?
See,
what is everyone talking about Monday?
This is why Nick Sirianni needs to write these down. Because now, because I forgot my takes and I had to write them down. Nobody's going to be happy with the win against the Dallas Cowboys this weekend. You know why?
Because it's why?
Because it's going to be a tight game.
Oh, Hugh.
It's going to be a tight game, like I said.
Oh.
Nobody's going to be happy.
Yeah, is this one of those where you say it and then you say this on Monday and I told you so.
I've been batting 1,000 as far as these guess the takes go. Yeah. These hot takes.
You're breaking the rule. The spirit of the game is you're not supposed to guess your own take. All right, here's my guess the take coming up for Monday. On Monday, they're going to be saying the Chargers are the contender nobody's talking about. That seems pretty good.
Legit threat of it.
Justin Herbert's throwing the ball really well. Harbaugh's a really good coach. And their defense allowing like 11 points a game. They're going to blow the doors off the Titans and get another win to go to 6-3. Chargers are a contender in the AFC. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I got another team that we got to start considering as a real contender. This is not your, of a few years past, you're just above 500 Pittsburgh Steelers where they go 9-8. And,
yeah.
You know, like, the winning record thing, Tomlin, but they're phony baloney. We actually have to start considering them a legitimate contender, a legit threatment to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
So what's interesting about that one is I believe they play on Christmas night. Is that right? I think they play Christmas night in Pittsburgh or around that time of the season. I think they play a game late in the season in Pittsburgh. So that could be a big one if Kyle is right on that.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.